When we first sinned, why didn't God just make us clean then? Very good question. Here's how I would answer that. The story, if we sin, that means the story of the Bible says that in Adam, our first parents, was there original human, Adam and Eve? I say yes. There are historical reasons to believe the Bible is historically accurate. It was given as if it were historical. I assume that it is. But the first Adam sinned, and we read in Romans 5 that in Adam we all sin, meaning that we take on the likeness of Adam's sin. It's called corporate personality. Corporate personality. In other words, because he sinned, therefore we are in his lineage and we sin. I may go into that even further if you're interested, but it is some very interesting stuff that comes out of that. But in a similar way, we have a second Adam in Jesus, and everybody who's in Jesus, we get treated the way Jesus is, as perfect, as if we're perfectly righteous. So that's the whole concept when it says, now, instead of going through this whole long thing where people are, you know, at the end times, you know, those that are real Christians, they go to heaven, why didn't he just clean everybody to begin with? Here's my answer. This is a very logical answer based on what we do know about God. Here's the thing. If there was somebody in your life experience that you knew was the most brilliant, the most wise, the most amazing person that you have ever come in contact with, maybe the very, very, very best athlete, the very, very best actor, the very, very best, whatever it is, they're just absolutely the very best. Imagine the honor that we're giving to sports figures and all kind of people and their various, the best of the worlds, and we honor them, and they get glory. Now, you need to know that God made it real clear that his reason for putting people on earth was to glorify him. If he's perfect in God, he has the right to have those that would glorify him. Now, let's assume that God did not allow sin, which is basically, why didn't he just let sin not be ever happen and it's done away with? So there's no sin at all. So everybody who's created ends up going to heaven, right? Now, God is certainly a perfect God, right? God would be all-knowing, so he's brilliant. He's all-powerful. He's sovereign. And we would have all reason to say, wow, God, great glory. But let me ask you this. What if you knew somebody who was all of those things and at the same time sacrificed everything they had for you who had done nothing but hurt them? And they gave you everything you needed in life even though you deserved nothing. Now, here's the question. If that had never happened with God, God had never done something that we did not ever really deserve, such as sending his son to die for sinners, would God be a merciful God? He would be, wouldn't he? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would people know him as a merciful God? No. Would God be a forgiving God? Oh, absolutely. He's the same God. Would any of his creation know him as a forgiving God? Not at all. Imagine which would get the greater glory, the one who has shown incredible forgiveness and mercy and grace and all those things that we would never see God. We know that he was that kind of God. We'd never seen it demonstrated. By this way, we see the full beauty of who he is, and he gets the fullness of honor. I think that would be why I can build a human, reasonable understanding that God would plan the way he does. But as I mentioned last week, remember the dot and line. There are things offline that we'll never understand because we're creation and he's not. But that would be a good way you could look at it just from a human perspective.